Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today is the seventh Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year C. First reading will be taken from 1 Samuel chapter 26, verses 2, 7 to 9, 11 to 13, 22 to 23. Our psalm for today is Psalm 103. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 45 to 49. Gospel reading will be taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 27 to 38. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is glorious, absurd love of enemies. What do we do in the face of a man or woman who had threatened to tarnish our image or impede our progress? What do we do to our political and religious leaders who promise to lead us aright but abandon us in a valley of misery? How do we respond to pains of friendship breakups, workplace-induced trauma, family disunity, and career failures caused by close friends and/or family members? Most often, my brothers, my sister, we desire to retaliate and sometimes cancel those we have tagged haters, abusers, enemies, tyrants, which is encouraged on and easily done today via social media. Jesus reminds us in today's gospel, my brother, my sister, that the bar has been raised for God's children, that we must be above average, that is, above what most people expect. In other words, we must live above the low baseline of human decency, because God lives in us, says St. John. We were made for God, says St. Augustine, and His love is perfect in and through us. Therefore, my brother, my sister, if we yearn to be modeled on the heavenly man, as St. Paul notes in today's second reading, then we must actualize the Lord's command to be compassionate, to be just, to be forgiven, and to be generous, and ultimately to love unendingly. That love is not eros, romantic, storge, familial, filial love. No, that love is agape, which thinks of the good of the other person. Not my good, but the good of the other person. However, this love does not mean ignoring wrongdoings, condoning abusive and scandalous behaviors, or be silent in the face of unfairness and injustice. Neither does it mean judging and condemning our enemies. It is true that sometimes we fail to call them out because of fear of being the lone voice or being attacked. But the prophet Isaiah says in chapter 41, verse 10, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God." Thus, my brother, my sister, in order to overcome that feeling of fear, regretting not doing something against injustice or the pain of vindictiveness, we must always consult the Lord in prayer and our Christ-like mentors or elders before we act or speak. Don't say it. Hold on. Pause. Consult. Especially when the case is complex and challenging. In today's first reading, Abishai spotted a golden opportunity to kill King Saul, who had been tormenting David. But he paused and consulted with David. David could have killed the agent of his misery right there, but David consulted with the Lord. Hence, he decided to uphold what the psalmist calls the Lord's crown of compassion and love. Therefore, he commands us today to offer to our detractors, critics, denigrators, and haters that crown of compassion and love. Let us reach out today to those who do not want to hear from us, those who do not want to see our faces, those who do not even want to reach out. Let us try and reach out today. And for those who have hurt us, try to forgive them. Let go and allow the Spirit of the Lord to overshadow you with His goodness. For those who do not even want you to call them, pray for them and ask the Spirit of the Lord today to touch them and grant them also the spirit of renewal and also bless them. And so, my brothers and sisters, the Lord calls us to love. Yes, it is difficult, it is hard to love those who do not love us, those who hate us, but He calls you to do it. That is the love of God, because you are a child of God. May the Lord bless you, bless us, bless the works of our hands. And as we reach out today, may the Lord also console us. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.